Are you a single woman believing in God for her purpose mate? Well, head over to Amazon.com and pre-order your copy of Dear Single in Love, 8 Principles for the Woman Waiting for Her God-Ordained Purpose Mate by Miss Inspiration herself, Tanisha Shanae.
Hey, thank you for joining me for yet another episode of It's a Lifestyle with Miss Inspiration. I am your host, Tanisha Shanae, and I wanted to continue with this Dear Single in Love series. Today's episode, we're going to talk about I would rather be single and obedient than be in the wrong relationship. So for those of you that are brand new to my podcast, thank you and welcome for joining us. But I have a brand new book that is coming out. God had placed it on my heart to write this book, to actually start a brand new series called Pray, Listen, Obey Teaching Series. And this book is catered to single women, and it is titled Dear Single in Love, 8 Principles for the Woman Waiting for Her God-Ordained Purpose Mate. It is a fantastic, amazing read. Every time I reread it and read it again, I get more revelation, things that I'm just like, wow, like I really wish I had something like this a long time ago in my 20s, because it probably would have allowed me to prevent being in the wrong relationships. And I just really want to encourage you right now, for those of you that are single, you are in a season called single. That's it. And the amazing part is that you have God who is ordaining this season. So you might look at it as, I've been single for so long, right? Have you ever felt that way? Like, come on, man. Like, I've been single technically for 3 years. That's a long time. And I had to come to the realization that it's not that long. Because in those 3 years, there were a lot of things that I had to experience. There were a lot of things that I had to overcome, that I had to face. And I had to face it in my season of single. See, there are things that God only needs you for you to experience when you are alone, so that he can see whether or not you have the strength, whether you're going to turn to him, or are you going to lean on to him for understanding, for support, for guidance, for instructions, right? Or are you going to turn around and go to other people? So when we are single and we are obedient to God, we have to be obedient to God's voice, to what he is telling us to do, not what we want to do. And I can tell all of you, we can all testify. I can probably have 100 people call in and testify and tell about the wrong relationship that they were in. And I remember about 2010, I had entered a relationship, and I remember the day he asked me to be his girlfriend. Like, literally, I remember that feeling. And I remember God was trying to tell me no. But see, I didn't have a relationship with God. So it was like, here's this fine man. He's interested in me. I'm interested in him. And we're going to be together. So we enter this relationship, even though I got this feeling in my gut, like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But now that I understand, that was just the Holy Spirit trying to give me a warning, trying to give me the indication. Because see, God knew who he was. See, God knew that man. He knew that he was deceiving. He knew that he was a manipulator. And see, God was trying to prevent me from being in that relationship at that particular time. But I, Tanisha, was not even listening. See, I was so caught up in that moment. And that's what a lot of us, we get caught up in. We get caught up in what the world is telling us. Some of you are probably in your 20s and you're probably hearing, dad, you're not married yet. I'm in my 30s and I hear it all the time. Girl, you don't have a husband yet? What's wrong with you? And then once we get to the 40s and 50s and you're not married, oh my gosh, they're going to think something's really wrong with you. But see, when you are in a season of waiting, right? You're waiting for God. You're waiting. You're like, look, I am not getting into anything that God did not say yes to. I am going to sit back and I'm going to be patient, because there are some things that God is trying to work on me for and work on me with in this season. And until we pass that test, until we actually overcome it, until we face it, then God is going to send that person. But then I also wants you to look at it from a different mindset. What if you have already spoken to God? What if God has already given you instructions? God has told you to work on this, have to work on that, to work on that. And you're doing all of that, but yet you're still single. You've been single probably about 5 or 10 years. Well, look at it from this standpoint. What if the person that God has for you, he is still in that season where he might not be obedient. He might not be listening to God. So this is what I want to encourage you to do as you are single and obedient, okay? I want you to start praying for him. Now, you might not know who this man is. You might not know his name. You might not even know what he does or where he lives. That's okay. That's not what you need to focus on at this point. But what you do need to focus on is adding him to your prayers. Pray for him right now. Pray for his healing. Pray for his health. Pray for a mind, a healthy mindset, a clear mind, a stable mind. Pray for his finances, his job, his business, his education. Pray for his family, right? Pray for his relationship. He might be in a relationship right now. And see, when you have that kind of mindset and you understand, God, you are protecting me from something. You're not sending him yet because there's something that he needs to still work on. Come on now. That's how we have to look at it. We have to get into that mindset because you have to understand, God is not going to send you anywhere where he doesn't know. God knows everything. So he is going to patiently wait. So he's telling you to work on your ministry. He's telling you to work on a book. Some of you are musicians. He's telling you to work on some music. Some of you have to go back to school. Some of you are working on your business. There are different things that you are working on that God is telling you, just focus on that. Right? God had me to shift my mind. And God said, I need you to really get into this. I really need you to get into your purpose. I need you to accept your calling to get into ministry. Focus on that, daughter. Because when you focus on that, then I can eventually bring this man into your life. But I need to trust that you are focused. And you're not turning around looking, well, is he coming? Is he coming? Is it, you know, this Christmas? Am I going to have a boo? You know, it's cuffing season. Am I going to have someone? You're not worrying about any of that because that's what the world is doing. Again, when we go to Romans 12:2, right, we're going to transform and renew our minds. We're not going to conform to the world's way. The world is telling you cuffing season came, you should have had a man. Valentine's just passed, you should have had a man. That's not what God wants. God is saying, trust me. Trust my season. Trust that I know the perfect day and time for this season to start. And I know the perfect day and time for this season to end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want what God wants for me. So I want to stand in agreement with you that in this season that you're going to stay single and obedient. That you are going to be single and you're going to obey God's voice. And if you are not, if you're afraid, if you're tired, then you get weary, then I want you to go into your prayer closet. Turn off the lights. Wherever you go to pray, if you're in your car listening to this, if you're on the train, if you're walking, just say, God, give me peace. Give me peace, Lord. Because a lot of us need that peace. But say, Lord, also, what is it that I need to do in this season? What is it that I need to do? How can I be obedient to you in this season of single? Because again, it's about being obedient. So guys, I hope this has uplifted you. This has inspired you. This has motivated you to build that relationship, to just get closer to God, to not focus on the fact that you're single, whether it's 1 year, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, right? Some people it's been that long. But I want you to get excited about this season. And I want you to love and join me. I guarantee you, you are not going to want to miss the teaching of Dear Single in Love. It's going to be a 9-part. Well, I probably won't make it 9 days, but it will technically end up being 9 parts because there are 8 chapters, 8 principles, and then I also will do an introduction. But it's a lot of profound. It's a lot of, you know, spiritual cleansing. It's going to be 7 principles. It's all for you as the single woman. One chapter is going to be for characteristics and traits that we need to be mindful of. So I encourage you to go and pre-order so that May 26th, it can go directly into your Kindle. Hard copies will be available, and the hard copy is going to actually be very unique. It's not going to just be a printed version of the ebook. I guarantee you it's going to be a little bit and a lot more, and it's going to be more interactive. But again, I am Tanisha Shanae. You have been listening to It's a Lifestyle with Miss Inspiration, receiving God-inspired messages. I am a vessel. I am a Christ ambassador, and I love the Lord, and I'm sold out for Jesus. So I love you guys. Have an awesome day. Thank you for joining me. Share, tell a friend to tell a friend. And as always, if you have a comment, if you have a question, you can definitely feel free, if you are using the Anchor app, to leave that, and I would definitely be willing to answer that in a special edition of this podcast. Have a great one. I love you guys.